Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
Talking. Rossi, shall we stop our conversation and hit some headlines?
What do you guys think? Yeah, should we news it?
Let's do it. All right. Well, first up, The Guardian reports that something fishy is happening in the Netherlands. There is a live underwater camera at a river dam that lets people all over the world ring a virtual doorbell when they see a fish in the frame waiting to get through. And the doorbell alerts local ecologists to manually open the dam for fish to swim through and continue their journey upstream to lay eggs quickly and safely.
This is so up our alley. Are you kidding me? So there's a river somewhere right now. We actually have the live feed, underwater camera right
feed,
now.
Feed, get it?
Oh, cute, fish feed. Okay. So this is happening right now in this river. So audience, we need you to pay attention. If you see a fish appear during the news, can someone scream out doorbell?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay, perfect.
And then we can help. We'll tell them and they will let the fish through
in real time. Yes. If somebody hears the monitor with the doorbell with the fish.
All right, hey, next up. Us Weekly reports Nicole Kidman loves swapping her gowns for her PJs. The actress says she would trade going out for staying in any day. And after red carpet events, she cannot wait to take off those fancy dresses and get into her jammies, the opposite of Cinderella. She says it all still feels unreal and overwhelming at times. But at home, cozy and curled up is where she feels right. And I think this isn't just for movie stars. Can we all agree the best part of the day, or one of the best, is when you get home and you just slip out and then slip. Oh, there's nothing better, right?
I mean, I don't even bother anymore. I just wear my sweatpants all day long every day.
You do, like, when you're not here wearing that kind of stuff, you are in sweats.
My daughters, literally, because, you know, I'll go to their school functions in my sweatpants, and they've started to say, like, Mom, can you please not wear your sweatpants to the school play or, you know, whatever? And if I just put on just a little effort, they just dance over the moon. They're like, Mom, you look so not like you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Yeah, I get it.
Uh-huh.
But next up from Nicole Kidman, taking off her gowns to people taking it all off, the New York Post reports, grab your bowling balls and shoes, but leave your clothes at home.
What?
This is my favorite story of the day. Hosted by the Pittsburgh area naturalist, Balls Out Bowling is a bowling in the buff event at a local alley, which promises to be an unforgettable night. Oh, I bet that. I bet they're gonna. Fish!
Doorbell! Doorbell!
Doorbell!
Doorbell!
Doorbell!
There it is!
I saw Finn.
Oh, we hit the doorbell and the fish went through.
Wow, okay.
Aww.
Very, very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, back to my bowling ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so, it's open to bowlers of all skill levels. And nudity is required.
Wow.
Who came up with this? Can you, first of all, you know what you're getting here, by the way, right? We all know what bowling looks like from behind.
Oh, God.
Like, so really, like, I just want to know who came up with this, because I am not saying that in a judgmental way. I'm saying that, and no, I really want to know who came up with this.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've never been to a bowling alley and thought, I'd love to see all these people naked.
Would anyone here go to the naked bowling party?
No.
She's pointing to someone.
No.
Wait, can I ask, like, why you might be possibly open to this idea? What's your name?
My name's Karina.
Karina?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Drew. This is Ross.
Hi.
Hey, Ross.
So you're freaky? No.
I don't know, maybe, just like, why not, you know?
Did you hear the part where it's required that you're nude as well?
Yeah.
Karina, I like you.
Yeah.
I like you too.
And I really like the saying, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not, Rossi?
I can give you 1,000 reasons why not.
Karina, I think that we should adopt the why not a little more often in life. So maybe you don't want to go naked bowling. Okay, I hear you. But how many times could we have used a little more why not?
Seriously.
In all seriousness.
Consider that.
Well,
no.
I appreciate that. Why not?
Because rented shoes, no socks. Do the math.
Yeah.
I know, but isn't there other areas in life, I forget the naked bowling, where you could have, like, been like, it would have been okay to say why not and try something. Not naked bowling, but just something else.
Yes, but not naked bowling.
Okay. Well, Karina, thank you. I'm going to remember why not a little more often. All right, up after the break, we are going to chat with Zoe Saldana and her husband, Marco.
You know what?
Should we ask them if they would nude bowl?
Yes. I actually would like that hand blower.
Yes,
you know the
exactly.
hand blower? You know that hand blower when you're bowling? Well, that'd be kind of nice.
I'm going to ask Zoe and Marco if they would nude bowl after the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back! Oh, goodness! I am such such a love bug. I love celebrating love. I think love is the point of our existence here on this planet in whatever form you are lucky enough to find it, have it, hold on to it, cherish it, and, you know, appreciate it and cultivate it. But we have two people about to walk out here that I'm so admiring of. She is in some of the biggest movies ever made, Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Trek. And he is an award-winning artist, writer, and director. They're profoundly cool. They're profoundly in love. And they're just the most awesome people. And I'm so excited to have a conversation with them about their incredible, incredible, meaningful, extraordinary film that I had the privilege to watch and I can't wait to discuss. Please welcome Zoe Saldana and Marco Perego.
Hi.
We're okay.
Are you kidding me? We just welcomed a new
kitten. Did you just ask her if she's comfortable?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I need to.
That is so nice.
I need.
What does that feel like to be cared for like that? Can I just ask?
It feels lovely, I have to say. There were for many years when we first got married, it was hard for me to accept it. Because there's a part of us and women, you know, if our hearts have been broken before, where we self-sabotage a lot.
And yes, to both, go on.
Yes, yes. And then one day you just wake up and you sort of go, oh, maybe this is real. Maybe he really means to ask me if I'm comfortable. So I should just say thank you, I am. Yeah, and the next step is, the next step is asking him if he's comfortable. Are you comfortable?
Super, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. The question is, are you comfortable enough to nude bowl? Because we had a story in the news about people starting this nude bowling club, and I didn't know that the world needed that. I wasn't aware we needed that many balls. So basically, I'm like, would you ever?
I mean, who's to say we haven't already? Like, we do, guys. We do, I mean, when we're in Europe and in the Caribbean, sometimes we forget our bathing suits and we just go for like a swim, so. But we've never bawled.
No, never.
Okay.
But we can try. We play Lego naked now.
Oh, God, yeah. So he just found a way to call sexy time like playing Legos naked. So then the boys, at least, you know, our older ones caught on and they were like, are you guys kissing? Are you guys gonna go play naked with your Legos? And we're like, no, we're not gonna do that.
Okay, that is the cutest thing ever. Because can you imagine like what it's like, I mean, and maybe I'm asking this to myself, but what it's like to grow up in that kind of love. It's so wonderful.
It's true. I mean, it's not all lovey-dovey all the time.
Sure.
Sometimes there's like moments of like, Marco!
When she's speaking Spanish, I'm very scary. I'll be very honest. If she's speaking in English, I'm okay. But when she's speaking English, in Spanish, she called me, Marco Andrea, come here. I'm so freaking out. I don't know what that
is. How did you find each other?
On a plane.
At
6 o'clock in the morning, and it was like a Virgin America flight from Los Angeles to New York post Thanksgiving, and we just had a conversation, and then we realized that in a span of like 3 years prior to that, we kept bumping into each other, and it was always like, oh my God, there's that guy, that really gorgeous Italian. Oh my God, don't ever talk to him. He's probably a player, And Marco was probably always like, oh, look at this beautiful actress. Let me try to make love to her. And if I don't, then let me try to sell her a painting.
That's true. That's true.
I wasn't really friendly,
no,
you know?
No, he was not friendly, but...
How come?
Was absolutely not friendly. And I I left my email to her best friends. And in the night, they sent me an email, said, do you want to go out? And I said, no, I don't feel it. And she answered me, what? And I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means.
Oh, yeah, in translation.
Yeah, and I said, okay.
All the time.
And after, like a month after, she texts me and say, do you want to, I come into your studio? And I say, yeah, I would love that. And she came down to the studio. And from that day, we never separate.
Yeah. Oh.
And then, wait, okay, so when you got engaged, I heard there was some spiciness there.
Yes.
Tell them.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
When you got engaged, I heard there was some spiciness there.
Yes.
Tell them.
Can I?
Tell them.
I don't want to... You know, Zoe is a little spicy. You know,
no.
It's Latino, a little. And I say to Zoe, I'm going to New York. I need to do something for work. And I actually went to Dominican Republic. Thanks her stepfather and all the family who support me. And I went to the... to see...
My father's grave. And
I asked him if I can marry her. And
you went to her father's grave in the Dominican Republic,
yes,
and asked his permission.
Yeah, but when I arrived back to London, she don't know that I went there. Quindi, she said, where you been? And I say, I've been in a place, but you need to wait a couple of hours and I'll let you know. And she said,
we're in a cab in London in the middle of traffic. I was like, wait, you know what? I just got out of the cab and I'm walking in the middle of the street and it was just very dramatic.
And I ran behind her, very dramatic. I said, please, I need to say something to you. And she said, absolutely not. And I say, no, but please, I need to say something to you. And yes, I showed the video and she said, yes.
Yeah. Wow, I mean...
The word that's coming to mind listening to you, Marco, and it's actually very important, I think, for the film, the absence of Eden. The film has so much depth. The way you are speaking, I keep thinking of our English word, tact. You have so much tact as a human being. You possess so much grace.
Thank you.
The film that you both have made together is a timeless and yet timely story. And it is made in this way where it's about immigration, it's also about law enforcement, and how and why did you want to tell this story this way? Because you do it, if I may say so, so perfectly.
The truth is, first, I'm an immigrant. My wife is first-time generation Latina. I have three boys. Two, they look like Zoe, one look like me. I'm a diversity at the big aspect. Mm. In 2016, I did an art piece. It was about...
The shoes?
The shoes. They're losing, you know, they... 714 children, they lost life to go to Italy, to go to Syria, to Italy.
Yes.
For a year, I was coming almost a father. I collecting a pair of shoes of children and full of concrete. And he went to this, you know, important museum called the Rennie Museum in Vancouver. And I was asking myself, okay, but art is incredible, but film really can touch so many people. And I think I will try to experimental on other tools like that I can reach people. For me, it was not to give a preachy perspective, it was just about to try to create a question.
And you don't. That's what's so incredible.
A question. I just want to create a conversation the day after breakfast. That's really what I want to do. I want people start to be aware a little bit what's going on about humanity, because I think there is... so much going on, and everybody just talk about, but there is an aspect where I think we need to reflect ourselves in our own kitchen the day after you watching this film. And I really hope people go to the theater outside the incredible performance by Zoe and Garrett and Adria, but where I think it was incredible. But I really believe we need to start to talk about more about humanity and go deeper about that, and I really believe in that.
We actually have a clip, and it perfectly timed. Let's take a look at the absence of Eden.
We come here, plant your seeds with our dirty hands, and then we help them grow while you get to put your feet up your crops, your children, your future. We make it all grow.
That's one of the few scenes that reaches sort of a literal poignancy where we point out something that is very true, but somehow the film really focuses on the human beings versus the constant need to argue about what is right and what is wrong. How did you handle that, again, with the tact that you did by leaving it? And I want to ask you about the ending, because there is sort of a, almost like the problem itself or the epidemic itself, there is no end. And so there's this very gentle way out of the film that it seems like you don't dare to wrap it up because it cannot be wrapped up.
Well, it's still ongoing. I mean, today, I would say a huge chunk of the news that we have, not just in our country, but also across the globe, is centered around immigration. And sometimes we're voting based on how we feel around immigration. And what we wanted to sort of add to the conversation is just a reminder, these are people.
It is just one of those pieces of art that transcends and becomes a true understanding of the human experience on every single side and every angle. It's a masterpiece. I'm in awe of it, honestly.
Thank you.
I really, really am.
We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys have tattoos of each other? Which I think I have a picture of. Is it okay to show, yeah, Marco? That you, that's
his
your tattoo
better.
Of Zoe.
Oh my God.
His is better. I have his on my torso, but because Marco looks like the Catholic version of Jesus Cristo, of Jesus Christ, everybody thinks, like, you know, whenever I get undressed around people, they're like, oh, you're very religious. I'm like, no, why? He's like, well, because you have a portrait of Jesus. I'm like, no, that's my husband.
Well, whatever miracles it took for you to find each other and put out into the world what you do, you're such an amazing couple. I'm just in awe.
Yes. And those, like, all the feels, you know, the way that you made this film, and if we're all so lucky enough to have love, it's how I introduced you guys in any form.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting into the world The Absence of Eden, an absolute masterpiece. It's out April 12th. I can't recommend it enough. And thank you guys for doing this with us today. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this up for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.